Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's 9:37 at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning and happy Friday to ya. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin this morning. Love hearing from you. Thank you for texting in. Still trying to get back to some of y'all texting in with our friends from Costello's Butcher Shop. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. You're wonderful, and I hope that you're enjoying the brighter weather today, because it looks like we're going to have some iffy off and on weather throughout the weekend, maybe some cooler temperatures, which we do appreciate, especially as we get ready for lots of outdoor activities. And what better way to start your weekend and celebrate Friday than with our friends from Visit Pensacola, Experience Pensacola. Find them online, visitpensacola.com. Download the Experience Pensacola app. Find them on all the social media platforms. You have to find out where to drink, where to get coffee, where to play, where to hang, where to take your dog, your kid, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. All the things. We have the new Mrs. Jackson, but our friend Lindsay Steck Jackson joining us from Visit Pensacola with her Blue Angels earrings, her Pensacola Blue. Good morning to you, friend.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. It is nice to see some sunny weather after yesterday, and we have so much going on.
We have a lot going on, and starting in Perdido Key, which, of course, just so you know, we have two tourism centers, right?
Yeah. So
butterflying our community.
Yes, very much.
And so Perdido Key, we have the center there.
Yes, we have the visitor information center. Yes.
Yeah. But we also have mullet toss, as in, like, we're not tossing people with mullets. If you're from out of town and you first move here, you're like, I'm from New Jersey, and what are we doing with mullets? What? Are we tossing them out of the hair salon? No. So we've got Mullet Toss, which is a huge, huge event is that at Floribama?
It is at Floribama.
Okay, that's right.
Right. We like to throw fish at Alabama.
Yeah, we do. So that's happening. Is that this weekend?
Yeah, it's this weekend. So for anyone that's looking to get out and about, it's a busy weekend. Visit Pensacola.com, our event hub. We have everything that's happening. If you're ever looking to find something to do on a Tuesday, a Thursday, a weekend, we are your destination experts. But it's a busy weekend. We have Mullet Toss and Perdido Key. We have a lot going on in downtown. Of course, Crawfish Festival and Tall Ships is kicking off this weekend. If you're looking to get out and about and just have a fun time, there is so much to do in the destination.
Oh, absolutely. And kind of moving back to the downtown area, I thought I saw Margaret Ann West running around earlier, just kind of getting ready for Crawfish Fest, right?
Yes. And there's actually, I believe there is a joint ticket that if you're trying to do Tall Ships,
okay,
and Crawfish, one ticket, two events.
Oh, combined.
Yeah. So go to both their websites. I know they have the details on that. It's okay. Really cool. So, like, you know, you can go out, you can tour the Tall Ships, you know, almost like DeLuna is here again, and then go over and get you a big old plate of crawfish.
Okay. This is excellent. I'm seeing too. Let's see. I'm pulling up the website, Crawfish Fest. I mean, they have the entire lineup other than, you know, crawfish, even for food. They have the entire lineup for everything. Side note for parking, there's lots of parking lots downtown, but I did get a little bit of a heads up that if you do park in the wrong spot, they are being pretty hyper vigilant on towing and ticketing. So make sure you're just, you know, careful and mindful of where to park. And then there is handicap parking available as well, like in the Bartram Park area. So you can use that as well. But I think that's awesome because we have Tall Ships, which I know yesterday was delayed because of the rain. A lot of people were texting in saying, you know, are we going to still have it? It did kick off at 5, a little after 5 yesterday when it kind of started to dry up a bit.
Yeah, they ended up being able to get a sunset parade of sails in. So
awesome. Did you get to go and enjoy it?
I didn't go
it?
Yesterday, but I have a team member on the ground this morning that's going down to kind of scope things out. And, you know, it's nice because, as Jenna mentioned, like, there's going to be a little bit of weather this weekend, so just find your pockets. But today looks like it's going to be the most beautiful day. So if you're getting off work early, you know, if you want to get the kids out and about and just really start your weekend well, like, I think it's just going to be a beautiful evening. Yeah, there's a lot to do.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Today is the day. Sunny and 78, maybe peak of 80 today, and then it's going to drop off after 3. So this is the day if you want to head downtown. Also, I was going to bring up, because Crawfish Fest opens at 2 p.m. today. So pretty much, you know, you can get down there a little bit early before the kiddos and families get out of school, right?
Yeah.
And enjoy a little bit of time. Get to see the Ninth Avenue Brass Band play and the whole kickoff. I mean, the whole thing is fun. And I actually think that this year is going to be a bit cooler in temperatures than last year. And you know what? Even though the rain is coming tomorrow, it does look like hopefully that wind that pushes through can push it north of us. But then if you come back out on Sunday downtown, yep, it's like going to be in the 60s.
Sunday fun day.
Perfect day.
Nice weather. No sweat. We love that in Florida.
And Zydeco band on a Sunday at the Crawfish Fest. So is there anything else happening downtown? I think it's at the Sanger Theater. They're having some events, and there's other things happening at little places here and there. But the biggest thing is Crawfish and Tall Ships.
Yes. And I would just tell you, like, go to visitpensacola.com/events. When I say, like, we have all of the things happening, there is so much going on. We have happy hours on there. We have classes that are happening. You know, if there's cool brunch events, trivia, it looks like Ballet Pensacola's this weekend.
The
NFL draft is this weekend. So I know the bars are going to be like, if it's raining tomorrow, pop into a bar, like grab a drink, like enjoy, you know, a little spot of NFL football.
Good idea. I like it.
You know, I just think there's a little bit of something for everyone, whether it's live music or, you know, even the market. Like, you know, get out, explore, enjoy our great destination. You know, there's plenty of things to do.
I think that's actually, you just kind of perked up my ears because I forgot about the NFL draft. That's an excellent idea. Mm-hmm. Head to one of our local bars, hang out, and enjoy inside. And yes, get to the market early for Palafox Market, by the way, a little insider tip. They will let you come peruse and purchase early, especially if rain is coming. Yeah. They understand mm-hmm. that we're trying to beat the rain. Some of them will even stay later if the rain comes at opening time. Mm-hmm. So it's good to really support our cottage bakers and our farmers and all of them in between. So that's a really good idea. Then kind of looking ahead, we hit the month of May, which means we got Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. May the 4th. Next weekend is Hot Glass Cold Brew at our First City Arts Center. We have that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Mother's Day. We got a bunch of things. So what's mm-hmm. the biggest things we can look forward to in the month of May?
I mean, there's so much. I would say, too, like, plan early now, like, for your moms. Like, we have incredible makers in town. Like, go visit our local shops. Like, we're working on getting deals and specials on our website at visitpensacola.com. Like, you know, also do something non-traditional. Like, take your mom on a little mini vacation in Pensacola. Like, book her that dolphin cruise. Like, rent beach chairs at Lazy Day, you know. Take her for that great lunch at the Floribama Yacht Club. Like, get out and, you know, I think it's always fun to kind of plan ahead because, you know, nowadays, like, sometimes you need a reservation or you want to pre-buy those tickets.
Right.
So, like, start looking now because Mother's Day is coming. You want to plan for mom. You want her to feel special. So, you know, whether it's booking a class, you know.
A local spa.
Ooh, yeah, a local spa. You're a mom, aren't you, Jenna?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I should do that for my mom.
I will tell you, you know, I love the little finger smudges and handprints. And we were kind of talking about becoming a mom and everything a little bit before the show. And you love those things. Trust me. And you will, Lindsay. I know you will when the time comes. But also just a moment. And it might not be on Mother's Day, but like in the middle of the week mm-hmm. at lunch break or when the kids are in school or whatever, you know, just somebody, neighbor, take the kids. Mom, go get a massage at one of our, I mean, I can't even count on both hands and toes how many amazing spas we have in the area,
yes,
all across Pensacola that you can reach out to. They do Groupons. Mm-hmm. So many of our local amazing people, facials, mm-hmm. everything, nails, all of them, they do Groupons. And so treat her to something nice, support local. Or even, you know, if it's just like you want to get her, she doesn't like to go out to eat, but maybe a charcuterie board. Like we were just talking to the Costellos, right?
Yeah. Talk to the Costellos. I mean, like Bodacious Shops does charcuterie boards. Right. We work with Borders and Grazers. They actually do these like little charcuterie Tupperwares. I always take them out to the beach with my family. Like, you know, they're nice to keep the sand out, but you don't have to do any of the work. I love that. You know, my mom is a quality time person. So like I always try to plan like, you know, a few hours with her to go do something fun. Like we've done the zoo. Like I said, we've done dolphin cruises, just something that like she wouldn't normally do on a weekend. Like it makes them feel so special. So we have so many neat businesses in the area and so many ways just to, you know, go the extra mile for those that we love. But really, yes. Like it's all in our own backyard. Like, you know, I think sometimes we forget being in Pensacola, just how wonderful this community is and mm-hmm. the activities there are, even like the state and national parks that there are, you know.
Oh, that's true.
My family has instituted weekly walks. So like whether we're doing it around downtown and following the America's First Settlement Trail, or we're trying to pick out a new one like Tark Hill Bayou, or even going out to the National Seashore, like, you know, get those feet moving. It's just kind of one of those nice ways to, you know, vacation in your own backyard, but get some fresh air. Like, yes. I'm a big fan of the walking meeting, if you can't tell. So
I like it. I do. I think that there's a lot. We just have a plethora of opportunities and amenities available to take advantage of, too. So I think that that's just really encouraging as a local. And hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. 437-1620. Yes, good morning to you. Thank you for texting in. The ferry is running Sunset View Cruises. Don't forget that. I did forget that. And so thank you for reminding us. I think that's awesome.
Yes, those are so fun. I love the Pensacola Bay City Ferry because one, they do specialty cruises, Sunsets, Blue Angels. It's also accessible and air conditioned. So like when it gets a little warmer, it's a great place to see the Blue Angels. But then otherwise they do hop on a hop off tours. So like,
oh yeah,
get that one pass. You can go from downtown to Fort Pickens or the beach. Like to me, it is like such a non-traditional way to plan a day in Pensacola. Like, you can take your bike on board. You can take your cooler. They even have a little tram at Fort Pickens that runs to Langdon Beach. So you don't need a vehicle.
I did know that. I've just not taken advantage of it. So that's actually a good reminder and making all the mental notes. And of course, Pensacola Beach. We have so many things to do there. Or, you know, I was actually on Vrbo Airbnb the other day, just like looking at little places to rent for having family come. And there's still things available around Mother's Day weekend. And you don't even have to stay right in the heart of downtown if you don't want to, or right on the beach. There's other ways if you want to stay a little bit further out or stay in East Hill. I saw some North Hill. I saw a lot of really pretty ones on the north side of town too that were historic. I mean, that blew my mind as well. So there's a lot of different things that you can do. And there was another one. I forget what it was that was somebody was here the other day on Pep Talk sharing that on, I think it's Mother's Day, May 14th, there's like a festival downtown as well. And you can go and kind of do a little bit of shopping as well. There's going to be like a little music festival and arts and craft, you know, walkthrough too at Seville Square, I think it is Seville Square. So there's a lot of things that are happening kind of leading up to Mother's Day too. Did I miss anything? I know what it was. I'm sorry. Bands on the Beach is back.
Oh yeah. Bands on the Beach, Blues on the Bay.
Blues on the Bay is back.
You know, I think this is the time too that you see like evening, weekend, definitely like music and talent and things like that coming back to our bars and restaurants on the beach downtown, you know, West Pensacola, Perdido Key. Like you start seeing all that live music kind of pop back up. So
oh, yeah.
I think the energy is just a little different, like as the sun comes out and, you know, schools are, you know, kids are almost out for the summer.
We can feel that reprieve happening
in
our souls.
Like it's coming.
Yeah, we're like, I think it's there. I think I feel it. Yes, almost there. So, and I kind of feel that with Bands on the Beach. We were there last week and just kind of going, yeah, it's summer in Northwest Florida mm-hmm. on the Emerald Coast. We're ready to celebrate. And so kind of looking forward to summer. Kids are out. We have lots of great camps in the area, lots of things to do. Of course, our museums downtown, right? We've got all of those different things. And then, of course, Burger Fest is coming up in Maritime Park. Somebody said, don't forget that. I forgot about Burger Fest. There's a lot of different things. If you have like a festival and something to share, you can go to visitpensacola.com and actually register your events. there's something for everybody. And I saw even too on there, there's like a Mother's Day brunch at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. So there's truly something for everybody. Somebody else says, here, all good morning to you. Thank you so much for texting in. I appreciate it. Before we know it, the Blues will be at the beach. Yep.
Oh, I am already mentally in July. But I mean, I did want to say about the calendar you mentioned. We have a free community calendar events. Free, F-R-E-E. So if you have an event that is meant for the public, please come to visit Pensacola.com and submit your event. We love to be the one-stop shop for everyone. It's free. It usually has over 100,000 visits a month. So like, we know people want to see stuff there. They're coming there. We also use that information to feed our entire website, our social media. I'm sure a lot of you have seen on our Instagram. We love to share those events every Wednesday on our Instagram story. And like, we like to keep such a good pulse on because we want you to know what's happening in the area. Like, yes, we want you to have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. And invite people. Oh, also Thursdays. I keep thinking of free events, which is, of course, we like to think of. On Thursdays in East Hill, Christopher's concerts have started again. And, you know, weather permitting, right? And this has become a really popular one in East Hill. People ride their bikes, park on the lawns. They bring their chairs, blankets. They sit. It's a kid-friendly event. Sometimes food trucks are there and vendors. And St. Christopher's Church is just south of the tree tunnel if you're heading north or south, actually. And it's pretty much a block away from Tacos Mexicanos. So a lot of people, they give business to Tacos Mexicanos. Algas, they take a little trip to the new beer and wine market, the East Hill Beer and Wine Market. So it's a great opportunity for everybody to come to East Hill. Parking is kind of limited. So East Hillians, a lot of them bike ride. But it, again, free entertainment with local bands and individuals. So it's really fun. And then let's see. Thank you for texting in. Good morning to you. And I appreciate all of your happy Fridays. I know, like I mentioned, I'm sitting in for Tammy Martin for today, for a fun Friday. And so, yes, it is. It's, I'm not back completely. A couple of questions coming in. But I really do love sitting in and being with you as your friend. So I really appreciate it. So looking forward to the summer, any changes? I mean, of course, you know, I have noticed an uptick already in traffic heading over the 3 mile Pensacola Bay Bridge, Chappie James Memorial, whatever you want to call it. but both sides are now open for the walking and riding paths, which is amazing. Got to run it last week and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You just like forget because you're like, in, you know, you're running, you're walking, you're in the mode. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, look at the water glistening and the pelicans dipping and dunking. But I've also noticed there's a lot of traffic starting to go in and out of the Gulf Breeze area to the beach. And so I feel like we're already pretty much in season. If I don't know if you guys can kind of agree with that at all.
Well, I think one, so first I want to talk about the bridge and the new walking path. Like, how beautiful is that? And is right next door to the downtown.
That's right.
Visit Pensacola Visitors Information Center. So we see a ton of people and a ton of kind of traffic from that. And it makes me overjoyed. And also, too, like to invite them into the visitor center. Yes. A lot of locals don't know. Like, we have a lot of local information pamphlets. You know, a lot of times we actually have special in-person deals and specials that are only available in the visitor center. And there's great places to get maps, too. So, you know, if you're doing the walking path, that sort of thing, you know, we encourage you stop in, stop by. You know, there's cool things coming. As it relates to, you know, it being season, I think this happens every year, no matter how big the bridge is. And, you know, on those beautiful days, you know, I always tell people, go earlier than you think you need to, pack your patience, and just enjoy your surroundings. Yeah. I had an instance last week where there was a little bit of traffic. So my husband and I said, hey, let's get out. Let's watch the sunset. We had an hour left, you know, another hour of time together enjoying our beautiful Gulf Coast beaches.
Right. Yeah. And the patience and the extra water will go a long way.
Yes.
It will go a very long ways. That's for sure. I think that it's awesome to just realize too, now that you can kind of park over, well, you can park at the Visitor Information Center, walk, whether you want to walk the whole bridge or walk to Gulf Breeze and safely cross under the bridge to the other side. If you're going to get coffee at the Inner Light over there or something, right? There's more accessibility to things, right?
Yeah.
more opportunities to be active, more mm-hmm. opportunities to experience the water. Mm-hmm. Oh, also really adorable because we ran the other day with our kids on the bridge. Our kids were running and the tugboat captains, they were waving and like tooting at us. I don't know if it's a toot, but they weren't tooting, Lindsay. They were tooting at us. But it was so sweet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The kids were just like, did you see that? He waved at me. They Aww. Felt like little rock stars. And so you just kind of take a moment. And, you know, this Pensacola is not my original home, but it's been home for almost a decade. And you go, yeah, this is pretty nice. Or you go to the beach on a day like Sunday and your mouth just drops open because you can just see a half a mile out yeah. crystal clear water yeah. and just know that you get to experience Pensacola Beach and experience downtown Pensacola for a lot less than other downtowns might charge or beaches could charge mm-hmm. us, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I know we've been talking a lot about events and the beach, and I kind of wanted to say a quick PSA because we actually have National Travel and Tourism Week
That's
coming
right.
up. And one of our big public events is we are doing a beach cleanup at Park West. We want to keep those gorgeous white sand beaches sparkling clean.
Oh, good.
So we definitely want to encourage people. We're going to have that on Wednesday, May 10th from 9 to 11. So, you know, come check in. We're going to have the Isue Quench Buggy out there. Got to keep you guys hydrated.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just going to spend the morning giving back to our community. And we have so many other events that week that I can run through too. But like that's first and foremost, like that one's really good. And then we also talked about Mother's Day weekend. National Travel and Tourism Week butts up to Mother's Day. And we have an inaugural event that Saturday that I think would be so fun for mom. So,
okay.
We are doing the A1S Urban Adventure. And if you don't know what the America's First Settlement Trail, if you've been downtown and seen that red painted line, that's it. You found it.
Okay.
So it's a 3-mile walking trail, has over 20 points of interest, and it runs you through America's history.
Okay. So we can find all this information, though. Visit Pensacola.com. Yeah. Find them online,
yeah.
all the socials, find them, follow them because they give you so much information or download the app right now on your phone for free. Experience yeah. Pensacola. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me and happy almost summer.
Happy almost summer.